I'd like to welcome y'all to this session where we're going to talk about our cotton specialist working group a little bit and talk about a couple of projects that we did this last summer across the cotton belt. The project I'm going to be talking about is the agronomic evaluation of at-plant insects and nematicides. This project was done with the cotton specialist working group. However, we had a lot of collaboration with our state extension entomologists and nematologists. In fact, some of the ones that helped me are actually out in the audience. So we had a lot of help to get this specific project off and going. The other project that will be discussed is the effect of PGRs across the belt, and Darren Dodds will be presenting that when I get done with this one. So first of all, and if you were in the general session, you heard Joel talk about the Cotton Specialist Working Group. He is more or less our fearless leader, or was until he jumped ship anyway, Joel. But so now we have a new fearless leader, and I'm glad it's not me. But anyway, this is a list of our counterparts across the Cotton Belt. You can see the majority of the states are represented in this slide. There will be some locations we will not be able to get next year unless we get some replacements for some of the cotton specialists that we're losing to other jobs. So these are our cooperators, and our main focus was to create standardized protocols with products or whatever the situation may be that we're looking at to give us the most data over a number of environments and number of different agronomic practices, just so we can get a good data set fairly quickly on new products that are coming out. And we think this is a good format to do this. Also, it's an opportunity for us to collaborate with our colleagues in various different studies that we conduct. So we always like to do that across the belt. As you saw in Joel's presentation, if you were there, we did separate ourselves by regions. We had the upper and lower southeast, mid-south, southwest, and west. And Tennessee was put in that upper southeast region for one main reason, and that was because the varieties in that region were all similar. And what we tried to do was match a variety for the region that we're dealing with. So that's the reason for that. Again, acknowledgments here. First of all, bear crop size and Syngenta crop protection, they were crucial in getting the treated seed to us to use in these studies, and we want to thank them for their cooperation. And I've already mentioned the extension entomologists and nematologists. I know Terry Kirkpatrick, the nematologist in Arkansas, and Gus Lorenz were crucial in me getting my data for this study. So I want to thank them personally. The treatments that we looked at for this test were Avicta Complete Pack, Aris, Timic, and that's 5 pounds of Timic. It's not included in this slide, but that's at 5 pounds. Cruiser Dynasty, and then the untreated. And what we did, the seed company sent us the seed treated, and then we had them sent to a lab to ensure that the appropriate rates were on the seed as labeled for application. So we had those main effect treatments, and then we also did more or less a split plot design where we sprayed half the plots with Orthene at the 1 to 2 leaf and then followed it up if we needed it versus no Orthene application through the season. We took a lot of data a lot of variables we rated on these trials. I'm not going to be able to talk about all of them today just because time constraints, and prior to this meeting, we were not able to analyze all the data that we had. It was so big, and so we hopefully to get that done soon after this meeting, but the data I will be talking about is seedling vigor from 0 to 5, 0 meaning the dead plants, more or less, and 5, the most vigorous. Also, thrips injury or thrips damage, and this is just a visual rating, again, of 0 to 5, 0 being dead plants, 5, no visible thrips injury or damage. Then also lint yield. Again, we wanted to include quality and several other characteristics involved with this study, but due to time, we just were not able to do so. I mentioned we broke out varieties by region, and you can see here the regions and the varieties that were planted in those regions with the seed treatments. For this specific test, we really only had 10 locations where the data came in time for us to analyze for this meeting. So instead of talking about 16 or 17 locations, I'm only going to be discussing 10 of them. Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Florida, Louisiana, then North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. First of all, I want to set up the slides that you're going to see from here throughout the presentation. On the left-hand side, we didn't have any interactions between Orthene and our main treatments, so we broke them out over main effects of treatment from the seed and at-plant insecticides, nematicides versus Orthene and no Orthene sprays. When we took the means and averaged them over all locations, we didn't see much difference in vigor ratings, as you can see here, or thrips ratings for the most part. Overall, some locations we didn't have much thrips pressure, so we didn't. Some of those rating averages brought our total average up, so to speak. Lint yield, again, we didn't see many differences in lint yield when we put it over across all locations, or did we see any difference when we broke out the main effect of spraying Orthene or no Orthene applications. So the general census belt-wide is we're not seeing any differences for the most part. But what we'd like to do now is I'm going to separate graphs by state that are showing some significant differences in several different areas. And you'll only be seeing the graphs or the states that have significant differences. And again, I broke these out in vigor, thrips damage, and lint yield. In Alabama, we didn't see any significant differences among the actual seed or at-plant insect nematicide treatments, but we did see a difference of them over the untreated check, which we would expect, especially if we had some thrips pressure. Orthene sprays did not seem to benefit in Alabama, and we saw similar results to this instead of going through all those data slides I've just listed the states below. And Arkansas, North Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia pretty much mirrored this data that you're looking at right here. So we didn't see any significant differences for vigor ratings in any of the treatments except for over the untreated check. In Louisiana, it was a similar response, although we did get a benefit for spraying Orthene in Louisiana. The data shows that Orthene applications did make a little difference in vigor there. South Carolina, the same story with the Orthene applications, but we saw Aris do not quite as good as Timic on vigor. And the Evicta and Cruiser were similar to Timic. All of those treatments were significant over the untreated check. So, and then also in South Carolina, we had the Orthene effect being a little better for vigor over no Orthene applications. Moving on to some thrips ratings, and again, this can be a little confusing because the lower bars are actually more damage. So 0 to 5, 5 being less damage, 0 being dead, okay? So in Alabama, much like the vigor ratings, no significant differences among treatments. However, they were all different than the untreated check. No benefit for Orthene applications. Arkansas, we had a heavy thrips population in Arkansas this year. The untreated just got smoked, for lack of a better term. I was surprised that it lived through it. But Timic, again, seemed to do a little bit better than Aris and Cruiser in that specific test. Evicta was similar to Timic as far as our damage ratings were concerned. All of those treatments were better than the untreated check by far. Orthene appeared to have a little effect, but it was not significant in our test in Arkansas. And one thing I noticed, and I'll mention this later when I get to yield, when we sprayed half of those plots with Orthene in Arkansas, that half of the plot just totally got, I didn't totally get it, but our populations of spider mites moved in quickly in those places where we sprayed Orthene. So that's just one note that I'll probably bring up a little later as well. South Carolina saw a similar thing with the vigor as we did with the thrips. Timic, again, seemed to be a little bit better than Aris in South Carolina. Evicta, Aris and Cruiser were not significantly different, and then they were all different than untreated check, with the benefit again of spraying Orthene in South Carolina. Tennessee, once again, Timic a little bit better than Aris. This data are really close, but they were significant. Again, Timic, Evicta, and Cruiser were all the same, all better than the untreated check, and no benefits for spraying Orthene there. In Virginia, we saw a little flip-flop in the Aris there. The Aris and Timic were equal, and then the Evicta and Cruiser seemed to decrease a little bit there. But again, we're looking at a little under 4 to 4.5 in our scale there. So it's not a great big difference, but it was significant. They were all better than the untreated check. Orthine didn't seem to have an effect in Virginia as well. And Virginia historically has a severe thrips problem. So moving into some lint yield. In Arkansas, no differences among our treatments. They were all higher than the untreated check. And we can see Orthine, it wasn't significant, but the Orthine applications actually were a little lower in yield. And that's not significant, I know, but I have to believe that spider mites had something to do with that, because I had to go in there and spray for spider mites a couple of times after put the Orthine out. So, you know, I have to believe they had something to do with that. And again, you know, we don't like to spray in spider mite areas or Orthine for that reason. And so we're seeing some of that in Arkansas. But anyway, Georgia, Timic did a little better yield-wise in Georgia. It was similar to Evicta. All the other treatments were equal to Evicta, and the actual Aris and Cruiser treatments were equal to the untreated check as far as lint yield was concerned. Orthine did seem to show a positive response with applications in Georgia as far as lint yield was concerned. Louisiana, this one was a little different. Our Timic was less than the Evicta or the untreated, and I really can't explain that, but that's just what happened is all I can tell you. But, you know, anything can happen when you do these trials, but that's just what the data shows us there in Louisiana. No specific differences in Orthine versus no Orthine applications. Lint yield in Tennessee was fairly low just because of the drought year they had, but they did see some differences where they had the seed treatments. So we're still getting higher yield with the seed treatments, even in a severe drought. There were no differences among treatments nor with the Orthine applications. Lint yield for South Carolina, similar to the data we've seen from South Carolina for the last three slides, or for the last South Carolina slides anyway. Cruiser and Timic were better than Aris. Evicta and Aris were equal, and Aris was equal to the untreated check as far as yield in South Carolina. Again, no specific differences in Orthine versus no Orthine there. So moving into some conclusions, and I know I've gone through this kind of quick, but I didn't want to belay the point by any means, but there were no differences in seedling vigor when we looked at this data across all belt-wide locations. For vigor, six out of the 10 locations, the treatments were equal to the other treatments, but better in vigor over the untreated check. There were two locations out of 10 where Orthine applications seemed to increase our seedling vigor. And in South Carolina, the Aris treatments were less vigorous, so one location there. Thrips damage, again, six locations out of 10, the treatments were equal and better than the untreated check. Three locations where Aris was not as good as Timic, but similar to the other treatments. So Timic helped out a little bit in three locations over the others. Two locations where Cruiser was not as good as Timic, and I wanted to break out Evicta and Aris because they're compared a lot in a bunch of different other presentations, but they were similar in all data in thrips damage except for two locations. And in one of those locations, Evicta was better, and one of those locations, Aris was better, because so they more likely just flip-flopped there. Finally, talking about yield, six locations where there was no significant difference in yield whatsoever. And it's a lot of times it's hard to find differences in yield. Four locations where the treatments were better than the check. In South Carolina, the Evicta and Aris were equal to the check. And Timic was higher in South Carolina and Georgia as far as yield, but lower in Louisiana. So again, we're seeing a little flip-flop in there. One location where Orthine increased yield. So I guess if we get to the bottom line from this study, for the most part, all treatments were better than the check where we had thrips that were present. And that's the main thing, that all treatments are working better than nothing anyway. No major differences in seedling vigor among treatments. We had some significances in a couple of locations, but with the scale and the numbers, there just was not whole lot of difference there. Orthine applications offered some benefit in a couple locations, but again, those secondary pests, if you have a problem with spider mites, Orthine can increase that problem for you sometimes. But again, we have a lot of data, and we need to include a lot more data in this study when we get a little more time after this belt-wide, and list some of that data there. But we'd like to continue the project for at least one more year, do some more analysis nationally, regionally, and by state to determine if we can separate out any more differences with these seed treatments and amplat and nematicides. That's all I have, and I know I haven't taken the whole amount of time, but if there's, I see questions popping up everywhere. Okay. Go ahead, Wayne. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mention that. We had multiple locations and four replications at each location. And I forgot to mention that. Keith? Well, that's not entirely true. And I can't speak for everybody because I haven't seen the nematode reports, but yet. But I know in Arkansas we had some nematodes there, and Terry Kirkpatrick's working in that exact same field, and they did our samples for us. And I've got those back, but I didn't include them in this because we didn't include the rest of the data. So, yes, we tried to put them in areas where nematodes were a problem. On half of the, like, for example, in my test, we had 8 row plots. 4 rows were treated automatically with Orthlin. Automatically, yes. Yes, sir. Well, and that's a good point. I mean, I think we do need to look at the nematode aspect, and that was our whole intention. We just didn't get everything done that we needed to get done, I guess, before this presentation. But, we have that data. It's just not compiled yet, and hopefully soon we can be able to do that. Yes, sir. We have the counts. We have the data. We just ran out of time. Right, yes. Right. Yes, sir. There may have been a couple locations. I don't know. We had some western flower thrips in Arkansas, but I didn't have any in my study that we found anyway. Kyle, are you still in the room? We didn't have any western flower thrips down there, did we? Where are you at? Okay. But I know that if we did have western flowers at Timmick, that may be one reason that Timmick might show up a little bit better there. Back of thrips probably predominantly, yeah. Yes, sir.
Will you include combinations of the seed treatments for Timmick and future tests?
Will we include the combinations of
seed treatments
plus Timmick? I don't know. We really didn't think about that. That would be a good idea, I think. That would be something definitely that would... I can understand the concern there, or maybe a benefit there, so maybe something to need to look at.
Wouldn't that be what you're trying to avoid with this
product? That's probably what we're trying to avoid, but the only way, I mean, you know, we're...
Especially if you only got the spot for 40% of the savings.
It wouldn't be what you're trying to avoid at any PG in $20 million.
And that data's been addicted, and that would be reached.
I mean, if it's a concern of the producers and they're interested in that, we want to look at that. I mean, that's the main point. That's right. Almost, yeah. All the treatments were working, right. And then it just, you have that bobbling effect for one's better than the other in some locations. So, I tell you what, I need to go ahead and turn this over to Darren to present his presentation. But I appreciate y'all's interest and comments, and certainly be in the back if y'all need to discuss it further or anything.